A historic and familiar destination along Highway 17 North is up for sale. Macaulay's Haviland Bay, recognized for its long-standing motel and restaurant, has been listed by RE/MAX for $1,195,000. Located 25 minutes north of the Sioux, the nostalgic property includes 10 motel rooms, a restaurant, general store, 140-person capacity event space, and areas for a number of year-round outdoor activities. Established in 1938, the business was initially launched by Howard and Mary Macaulay. In the 86 years since, residents in the Sioux and surrounding area, as well as countless tourists, have enjoyed summer and winter recreation while visiting or staying at the motel. On the market since late April, Macaulay's sits on 4 acres of land with views of the mountain face and offers potential for much more growth and income, according to the listing. Hiking and swimming in the summers and snowmobiling and ice fishing in the winters are among the many activities that visitors have become accustomed to while spending time at the Haviland attraction. The buildings and rooms on site have all been revitalized since the current owners Justin and Alicia Doucette took over the business 3 years ago. "It's an amazing place," they told Sue Today at the time. "Everybody knows it and has been there for ice cream, dinner, drinks. It's so beautiful up here. It's right across from Haviland Bay and you have the beautiful mountains on the other side of the highway. There's so much to do." The previous owner, Adrian Hoke, purchased the site while vacationing in Canada on a visit from England in 2004. In awe of the area's natural beauty, Hoke was inspired by a quote from the 1972 Mountain Man movie Jeremiah Johnson in buying the property. "This will do. River in front, cliffs behind, good water, not much wind. This will be a good place to live," Hoke said at the time, quoting that film. He died in 2020, which prompted the Hoke family to put Macaulay's up for sale. After living in Toronto for 20 years, the Doucettes made the decision to move back to the area in 2021, eager to restart the business. By February 2022, the doors to Macaulay's were open to visitors once again. The adjoining Haviland Shores kitchen and bar opened in July that year. They served 2,300 customers in the first 3 weeks of opening. When reached by Sue Today, the Doucettes declined to comment on the sale. With files from Darren Taylor.